Students in Dr. Alan Hamilton's From Barnyard to Bedside class are learning to be better doctors from horses.
Okay. Okay. I want you to meet her. I can go. Come on.
You know, when you have a 1,000-pound patient, you really respect them. Eventually, with all of this stuff going on with the horses, they gradually realize, I should be very aware of what I do as a doctor. And part of what affects what I do as a doctor is how I think about myself and how aware I am of what I do.
That's Hamilton, a UA professor of neurosurgery who's also a horse whisperer. On his 17-acre ranch, Rancho Bosque, he uses horses to teach students the awareness and nonverbal communication skills he says they'll need to really connect with their patients.
You know, the difference between, I think, being a doctor and a healer is the doctor is just sort of giving you information and is a spectator, and the healer says, we're in this together.
Hamilton was a horse lover long before he was a healer. Although he grew up in New York City, he learned about horses and country living during visits to his grandfather. The need to have horses in his life was what drew Hamilton to Tucson, and ultimately to Rancho Bosque, he says.
We actually moved out here because they had a great cancer center here, and I was involved in surgery on brain tumors, that kind of thing. And then we really wanted a place where you could raise horses. Those were the two requirements. Had to have a lot of brain tumors, and you had to have a place to keep horses.
But Hamilton kept his medical world and his horse world separate until he noticed that he acted like a different person in each of his two worlds.
And I began to notice all this crazy stuff that I was doing. You know, like putting up x-rays and talking to the x-rays and not talking to the patient. You know, I had the patient behind me, which is ridiculous. And then, it just got worse and worse. So then I started thinking, man, I would never use that kind of body language training horses.
Hamilton started to wonder if spending time with horses would help his colleagues and students work more effectively with their patients.
Since the whole thing had originated with horses, I said, well, it's kind of a crazy idea, but let me try it. And it worked.
Hamilton has now been teaching his From Barnyard to Bedside class for 12 years and has shared his curriculum with a number of other medical schools. The course has been both popular and successful, according to Hamilton, because it forces students to tune in to their emotions and body language. Because horses are so sensitive to nonverbal cues, students have to learn to quiet themselves and stay in the moment, he says, and that enables them to finally listen to their patients.
Horses are very holistic. They're looking at everything around them, and they're looking at, and they don't care about your what you say, the lies you tell yourself or tell other people. They go, if you're present, I'll feel it. If you're not present, I'll know it. You gradually discover that it isn't about the horses. You're not working on the horses. You end up working on yourself. So what happens with these students, which to me is the amazing part, is I'll have students 4 years later come back and say, that was the most important class I ever had in medical school because it really taught me about myself.
Second-year medical student Engel Ottman says she found her first time at Rancho Bosque so transformative that she's come back to do it again.
I think as doctors, we're very verbal people, and we're used to using our brains and our words to solve problems. And what I like about this is you have to calm down and connect with your energy and your body. And since in medicine, we are interacting with the patient's body and energy and emotions, I think that's why this is particularly valuable.
For Hamilton, every trip out to his pastures is a valuable opportunity to learn.
I once said to somebody, if you look at a herd of horses, just imagine a crowd of Tibetan monks coming towards you. They're like sensei. I'm learning every single day. Every single day those horses are teaching me something. And I think at night they go, that's the dumbest person we've ever met. He's always learning. So I learn every single day. I can honestly say that.
And for the foreseeable future, Hamilton won't be the only one learning, a fact for which many patients will be thankful. I'm Gisela Tellis, Arizona Public Media.